Wilfredo Campos is the new top cop in Wilmington, Delaware, which is still trying to live down its Murder Town USA headline from the 2014 Newsweek article. You may have heard of that. WHYY's Chris Barish reports 6 months into his tenure, the first Latino police chief in Delaware's largest city is building bonds while confronting gun violence.
Earlier this month, Chief Campos was talking with residents at a community resource fair when he encountered Candy Chapman and Latoya Pendergrass. They had a litany of concerns and questions. Go ahead, Campos told them.
It's not going to hurt my feelings.
They didn't hold back, speaking in unison.
It's not safe for children.
It's not safe at all.
It's not safe at all. I mean, there's shootings in broad daylight.
Zombies
walking the streets on that new drug, the fentanyl. What are you doing?
Campos didn't react defensively, explaining that he's confronting crime, but also that he's working on addressing social ills.
Trying to put together a co-responder model where officers are working with certified mental health clinicians to go out and service some of those calls where you see this population out here of homelessness and you have people with substance abuse
it's
problems.
It's increasing, and then there's shootings, like in broad daylight.
Well, we're dealing with shootings as
don't
well.
Don't you have cameras?
We have cameras. All right, we didn't get here overnight.
Campos explained that shootings and especially homicides, which reached a record of 39 in 2021, have dropped sharply over the last 18 months. But he acknowledged there's far too much gun violence in the city of 72,000 people, and that more must be done to increase trust in city police and make residents, workers, and visitors feel safer. After a few minutes of back and forth, the women calmed down. Pendergrass said she's grateful for the chief's time.
It seems like you're a great guy. Thank you for coming over to introduce yourself and explain stuff.
Chapman remained skeptical.
The only thing is we'll see.
And I like that answer. I like to be held accountable. And I'm not asking for an endorsement right now. All I'm asking is for some time.
The exchange is quintessential Campos, a seamless combo of sensitivity and strength. Those qualities have impressed observers while Campos, who grew up in Wilmington and was raised by a single mother in poverty, rose through the ranks over the last quarter century. One booster is Kevin Kelly, who's a former city councilman, mayoral candidate, and parks director.
He hasn't forgotten where he came from, and he has a great ability to communicate with people, which is very helpful because people in many areas of the city don't trust the police. After a couple minutes of talking to him, you know he's very genuine and he means well. We got to give him a little time to see how he does.
Campos replaced Robert Tracy, who brought data-driven policing to town in 2017, but left to become chief in St. Louis. One big change has been reinstating the Community Engagement Unit, Tracy Mothbald. Its 9 officers don't respond to 911 calls, but deal with non-emergency issues like neighbor disputes, vacant homes, and illegal dumping.
Nothing's worse in a relationship when someone gives you a problem and no one gets back to them for weeks or months later. You may be busy working on it, but if you don't communicate that, people feel like you're not being listened to, and rightfully so. So making sure that we hear your concern, we work on your concern, we update you on what we're doing, and hopefully we come to a resolution where it's amicable and accepted by everyone.
Corporal Samaja Bates loves being in the unit.
We're out in the streets. We're not bogged down by the calls for service, so it gives us a little bit more time to be engaging with the community, whether it's just sitting down and having conversations, getting to know the different people that we are assigned to.
Councilwoman Maria Cabrera applauds Campos for bringing back the engagement team.
They are talking to the community, and that's important. And people seeing those police officers walking and talking to them.
Cabrera says having Campos as chief is a source of pride for Latinos, who comprise about 11% of the city population. But more importantly, she says Wilmingtonians appreciate his deep roots.
He grew up on the west side. He experienced hardship, living in poverty, almost homelessness, being the son of a single mother. He was determined from the time that he was a child to not live in that scenario that he was growing up in that hardship, which happens to many families, no fault of their own.
Campos is just as determined to change the climate of fear that pervades the city's toughest neighborhoods. He's continuing Tracy's gun crime task force with federal and state authorities and the focus on tracking and mapping crime trends to head off retaliatory shootings. The chief also has a forceful message for those responsible for so much bloodshed in his hometown.
We know who you are. We're going to go out and we're going to surgically target you. We're going to go get you. We're going to build up good cases and we're going to put you away because this community's fed up. They've had enough of people going out here and shooting guns out here like, you know, you could do it and get away with it. That isn't the case anymore.
Through the first 6 months of 2023, gun violence is slightly below the 2022 figures. 49 people have been shot in Wilmington, and 5 of them killed. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.